This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges all not to comment on affecting the case under consideration in the court. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba said Congress would never fear facing the elections. 531 flood survivors' families of Surkhet receive fully constructed houses, and Indonesian authorities say they have found the location where the believed Boeing 737 passenger plane crashed into the sea. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Chairman and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated that he dissolved House of Representatives due to lack of cooperation within the party. Addressing a gathering of party's youth wing in the capital yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stated that the other faction of the party was hindering for constitution's implementation. Prime Minister Oli said the people who served in the Supreme Court should not threaten the judiciary. The Prime Minister also urged them to respect the judiciary. Saying no one in the country should harbour doubt on the conduction of elections, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the elections would be held in the stipulated date. The Prime Minister further noted that the incumbent government would not invite any autocratic regime. Urging the party leaders and cadres to create environment for elections, Prime Minister Oli said those reluctant to work in favour of the country and people should be put aside. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has accused Nepal Communist Party, a Prachanda Madhav Nepal group, of ignoring sentiments of people. Addressing the gathering of Nepal Communist Party in Makwanpur yesterday, he said another side of the party did not respect people's aspiration. He said Prime Minister Oli dissolved the House of Representatives when some Communist Party leaders ever demonstrated greed for power and registered a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has extended his gratitude to all those who participated in the party's protest against the parliament dissolution move in all 330 province assembly electoral constituencies. Issuing a press release yesterday, Nepali Congress President Deoba extended his sincere thanks to the office bearers and members of the Province Assembly and Constituency Working Committees, as well as sister organizations of Nepali Congress. The Nepali Congress President also extended his gratefulness to the youth force, proactively engaging their efforts to make publicity of the party protest effective. Communist Party Prachanda Nepal Group Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said the country has been ushered into a crisis after the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Addressing a function organized at Karjinha municipality of Siraha yesterday in commemoration of farmers' leader Jai Gobind Shah, former Prime Minister Nepal claimed that socialism would not come from this government as it already adopted the path of capitalism. Former Prime Minister and Chairman of Federal Council of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Dr. Baburam Bhattarai, has said that Nepalis should unite for the cause of truth and justice. At a mass demonstration and protest rally organized by his party in Biratnagar on Saturday, the former Prime Minister said people's struggle was needed to safeguard the constitution's supremacy. He also asked one and all to unite to defend republicanism, federalism and democracy achieved from people's sacrifices. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has expressed his discontent to the statement issued by four former Chief Justices of the Supreme Court regarding the dissolution of House of Representatives. At a program organized by Gurung Journalist Association Nepal yesterday, Minister Gurung condemned the act of issuing a joint statement by four former Chief Justices. Issuing a press statement yesterday, former Chief Justices Min Bahadur Rai Mazi, Kalyan Srestha, Anup Raj Sharma and Sushila Karki had stated that no article of the Constitution was applicable in the House of Representatives' dissolution. Minister for Drinking Water Mani Thapa has said that political instability has pushed nationality to crisis. Addressing the party cadres' meet in Banipa yesterday, Minister Thapa stressed the need for a serious investigation into those involved in pushing the nation towards instability. Baskota also expressed his reservation to the statement released by former Chief Justices against the government decision to House of Representatives dissolution. Flood survivors of Surkhet who have been residing under the tent have finally got their well-built homes. The Karnali Province Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law assisted 300,000 rupees each to the flood-ravaged households on three installments for the construction of their houses. The massive floods occurred in the Rapti River and all the local rivulets on 13th to 14th August 2014 had left 115 people dead and over 1,000 households displaced. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates. Indonesian authorities say they have found the location where they believe a Boeing 737 passenger plane crashed into the sea shortly after takeoff from the country's capital, Jakarta. The Sriwijaya Air Jet was carrying 62 people when it disappeared from the radars 4 minutes into its journey to Pontianak in West Kalimantan province. More than 10 ships have now been deployed to the site with Navy divers. Investigators are analyzing items they believe to be wreckage. Search and rescue efforts were suspended overnight but were due to resume early on Sunday. 10 babies, some of them days old, have been killed in a fire at a hospital in India as members of staff rushed to evacuate the ward early on Saturday. 7 infants were rescued from the blaze before firefighters arrived at the Bhandara District Hospital in the western state of Maharashtra. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the incident as a heart-wrenching tragedy. The cause of the fire is not yet known and the investigation is underway. State Health Minister Rajesh Thope said initial evidence suggested it might have been caused by a short circuit. A prominent follower of the baseless conspiracy theory has been charged over the U.S. Capitol riots. Jacob Anthony Chansley, known as Jack Angeli, is in custody on charges including violent entry and disorderly conduct. Chansley, who calls himself the Conundrum Man, is allegedly the man pictured with a painted face for hat and horns inside Congress on Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump faces another impeachment charge for his role in the unrest. Democrats accuse the president of encouraging the riots in which 5 people died. The FBI has been appealing to the public to help bring the silence to the justice. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and 2 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all not to comment on affecting the case under consideration in the court. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba said Congress would never fear facing the elections. 531 flood survivors' families of Surkait receive fully constructed houses. And Indonesian authorities say they have found the location where they believe a Boeing 737 passenger plane crashed into the sea. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.